from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. State budget analysts are advising lawmakers to turn down Governor Brown's funding request for the high-speed rail system. The bullet train's new price estimate is $68 billion. That's more than the original cost, but much less than the previous estimate. A new report from the Legislative Analyst's Office says the financing plan is still too vague for lawmakers to support it. In a statement, the Rail Authority's chairman says the report overlooks the bullet train's potential benefits, like reducing freeway pollution and creating jobs. Nurses in Hayward are fighting to keep a Kaiser Permanente pediatric unit open, assisted by some of their young patients.
Kaiser, Kaiser, you can hide! We can see your greedy side!
Yesterday, about two dozen nurses marched around Kaiser's Medical Center in Hayward, joined by as many as 100 parents and children. The nurses say Kaiser's plan to close the facility's inpatient pediatric unit will force low-income families to head for hospitals in Oakland or Santa Clara. Maria Lena Villasenor, a mother of two, was on the picket line.
I'm worried that, especially for emergency services, that I would maybe have to travel far and that would put a big strain on my family.
In a statement, Kaiser Permanente said it was disappointed with the nurses' reaction. The pediatric unit is set to close in 2014. A San Jose federal judge is ordering Apple to try and settle its patent fight with Samsung out of court. The Business Journal reports the companies have agreed to meet in the next 90 days. Apple has pulled Samsung into courts around the world, accusing patent infringement against the iPad. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
And support for KQED News this morning comes from Silicon Valley Bank. For nearly 30 years, helping innovative companies across the world succeed. Silicon Valley Bank.